The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA agus fáilte go dtí Clárella an cumann Luke Glasgale with me, Tom Comack, here on a Wednesday night, as always, from 8:30 to 9, and well, I hope you can stay with us. Did you ever wonder what an old hurler does when he hangs up his hurl or his stick and for the last time? I know some go into management, others take up fishing, others take up walking, others take up golf. But my guest here tonight is a former great Donegal hurler, manager as well, Andrew Wallace. And Andrew didn't do that. He did something completely different, and certainly I'm delighted to say we're joined him. We'll be joined by him in a moment, but we'll also hear tonight from Donegal manager Declan Bonner. Of course, Donegal, Declan taking Donegal down to Cork the weekend to play Cork in Páirce Rinn on Saturday afternoon. And that's a crunch game for Donegal and for Cork. Of course, Donegal got their promotion hopes back on track last time out when they defeated Armagh in Ballybofey after those two road bump defeats by Tipperary and who was the other one against Tipperary and Fermanagh, of course, in O'Donnell Park. And certainly Donegal got back on the track and still in a chance of promotion. They may have to rely on other results as well, but this is a big weekend for them. And of course Cork facing the prospect of relegation. Only won their first game last time out against Tipperary after drawing on the opening night against Fermanagh. They lost their next two games, so they're in big trouble down there as well. So this should be a crunch game, and it's a double header in actual fact, because Donegal ladies are facing Cork in the Division 1 of the Little Ladies National Football League as well. Donegal very much in the driving seat here, top of the league. Cork have lost a couple of games but still in with a chance. So we read this week that Geraldine McLaughlin has broken an arm, so Donegal, or a bone in her hand I think it is, so Donegal without her. But all about that later on. We'll be here from Declan Bonner, but as I said, I'm joined tonight in studio by former Donegal hurler, star forward of many a decade, a leading marksman, and of course a man that guided Donegal to a first ever major championship success in Croke Park by winning the Laurie Maher Cup in 2011. Andrew Wallace, first of all, delighted you could join us here tonight.
Thank you, Tom. Delighted to be here.
And tell me, okay, we can't talk to you, but talk to you about hurling first. I know we're here to talk to you about your other adventures and your venturing into adventure sports. But tell me, Donegal, disappointing result at the weekend against Warwickshire after such so much promise and so much expectation.
It was a disappointing result at the weekend. I'm sure Mickey and the boys are a bit down the dumps there now after that. They had a good chance of staying up in the division, but listen, that's the game. These things happen. They're going to have to pick themselves up now and get ready for the championship.
Yeah, and of course, Division 2B was the division that have been relegated out of, that managed to stay up there last year. And the general feeling was that given the good crop of young players that's coming through, it would be important to stay up there for another season.
Oh, it definitely is. Now, you know, I'm thinking of when I was playing and before that, the chances of us playing and divisions like the guys are playing in now was kind of unheard of, sort of. So, you know, you can't take it away from what Mickey and the boys have done over the last few years. It's great to be up playing against the bigger teams and all. And yes, it's good to be disappointed, because, you know, if you're disappointed, it means you've been competitive too, and you've been in there with a shout. So, you know, there's great young players and Donegal, and there's plenty of clubs there, so there's
yeah, that's the thing about it. There's not just Sport and Satant anymore. There's a spread of clubs now. You have Cairn Dunnow, or you have Bone Crana, sorry. You have St. Junan's, you know, coming through as well. Even out in the west, a strong underage, Dunlow and Guidoor.
That's exactly. It's great to see Guidoor and Dunlow and them other clubs now. You have Letterkenny Gaels here as well with underage and all. And they, if they can keep it going and get it up to senior level, it's all good for Donegal hurling. The more clubs there is, the more competitive it is, and the more competitive the county becomes then.
Anyway, what we're here to talk to you about tonight, what old hurlers do, and you're preparing for the race. This is the 24-hour grueling race that... it's an endurance race, really, next weekend here in Donegal. Just tell us about that first, maybe.
Well, this time last year, I kind of decided that I wanted to do something in memory of my mum, who died of a disease in 2015 called amyloidosis. And I've been adventure racing now for the past 6 or 8 years or whatever, and I've really enjoyed it. And I decided I would do something a bit mad, and this is the Ideal Race. It's an adventure race, but it's a lot bigger and longer than what I've done before.
And what is it made up of? Just remind us.
We start off with a half marathon run.
From Gartan, I think, too.
From Gartan down to Remelton. We kayak from Remelton down to Rathmullen's, about 15k. Then we go along the Wild Atlantic Way and around Downings, up over Loch Salt and up to the base of Muckish.
That's on a bike,
and it's about 96k. Then we climb Muckish up the top of Muckish and back down again. That's about 5k. Then we're back on the bike again, and we're down in through Fallcarra, and around Atlantic Way again, up over Tor, down on the other side of Dunloe, and back into Doherty, where we get off the bike. And then we just have a marathon to go.
Brilliant.
We finish off.
So that's it. And as you said, it's for charity.
It's for charity, yeah. It's for amyloidosis. And I've been lifting, collecting money and begging, stealing and borrowing this last few months. So, and I still am, and I still will be after the race. If I haven't come across anybody, whatever.
We'll get your details a little later on on how people can donate to you. I know you have a Facebook page and have a GoFundMe page, have you as well?
Indeed, yeah.
So we'll talk about that later. Talk to me about venture racing. You know, you played hurling at the top level. Well, not at the top level, but at the top level in Donegal for, 20 years?
Yeah.
Won more club championships than you can probably count. And, you know, enjoyed good success, I suppose, at a level with Donegal as well. And leading marksman, as I said, managed them then. How did you end up getting involved in adventure racing?
It was a pure accident. I had a conversation with a good friend of mine, Gavin Harris, who lives in Convoy, who'd done a race down in Westport called Sea to Summit. And he was telling me that you do a cycle and a run, and you go up and down a mountain, which is Croagh-Patrick, and you do another cycle and another run. And I thought, jeepers, that's a bit mental there, so it is. And I decided, you know what, I'll give it a go. And the reason why I started off the whole thing was to do with charity. I lifted money for MS and the Donegal Hospice here, and that was my only reason for doing it. I would never do a race again, and I've been hooked ever since.
Yeah. And what did that entail? You know, many miles was that compared to...
Well, my normal adventure races would be anything from 30k to 60 or 70k, so you're talking 2 to 5 hours.
Right. And that was a wild transition, wasn't it, from playing senior hurling at a high level, you know. But back in an age maybe when fitness levels aren't what they even are today.
We didn't do half the training that the boys do now, so, you know, and myself included. I didn't know what training was until my latter years, when it was kind of too late then, so it was. So this was kind of different, because you're training 2 or 3 nights a week for hurling or Gaelic or whatever. I train 6 days a week and do about 8 to 9 sessions. So I do, some days I train twice, and on a Thursday I train 3 times.
Right. And you were telling me before we came in here, you have your own personal trainer now as well.
Yeah, I employ a coach to coach me. That's how serious I am about it now, yeah. Just to keep me right.
So that takes a wild lot of dedication.
Yeah, I'm driven from within, and you know, when you get hooked, and I've had a fair bit of success too in the races. I've won a few races, and I'm now in the veteran section, and I've won some vets sections as well, and so I'm quite competitive too. So
yeah. And what age were you when you started adventure racing?
I started when I was 38, so I'm 46 now.
Right, my God. So have you done many?
Oh, I have. I've maybe done 20. There's so many, but 20 or 30 maybe. But I usually keep going back to the big ones like Clarny and Dingle and Connemara and Sea to Summit and Westport. I usually go to
it's a day's walk to get to those, never mind to compete in them.
It is, yeah. If you ever drove to Dingle, it's a day's work, so it is.
Yeah. And obviously enjoy it.
I love it, yeah.
You know, big change from hurling, isn't it? A big change from a team sport.
Big change from a team sport, yeah. It's all you. There's nobody. If I don't get up at 4:30 in the morning to train, if I miss a session, whatever, that's my problem. There's no point in me on the day of a race. If things don't go well, there's nobody's fault but my own. So
And you're getting up now at 4:30?
It's not every morning, but yeah, some mornings I try and base it out, so do different days, so you get the odd lie in to be half six or seven.
That's the voice of Andrew Wallace, a former Donegal hurler, former leading marksman for a number of years with Donegal. And we'll talk a little to him about that success as well. And of course, he led Donegal to a first major success in championship hurling when they won the Lorry Maher Cup in 2011. They defeated Tyrone in the final by a point. So an all Northwest derby. But Donegal, of course, are playing Cork at the weekend. This is in football, a crunch game it is too in the Allianz Football League. And well, earlier today I spoke to the Donegal manager, Declan Bonner, and got the latest from the camp ahead of Saturday's trip down to Cork.
Well, I suppose we'll start first of all, Declan, with what's the state of the health of the squad heading to Cork for the weekend?
Yeah, everyone's back on board. It's the last number of weeks now, and we have a couple of good weeks training, but then since the Armagh game. And yeah, the likes of Frank and Paddy, Neil are all back in with the rest of the Gweedore lads. So yeah, listen, health-wise we're not too bad, and on that front's looking up, yeah.
Michael Murphy returned the last day, obviously made a big impact, not only from his football point of view, but from his experience point of view. Can we expect him to start this time?
Listen, Michael's been, you know, Michael has done extremely well when he came on against Armagh. As I say, we're getting him back in, and made a huge contribution in terms, as you said, quite rightly said, in terms of leadership and you know, that quality that he has. And we've still have another training session to go before we finalise everything as we head to Cork. But yeah, he's definitely within the travelling and party, and hopefully he'll be fit to go.
And in terms of Neil, Paddy and Frank, what's the story with them for the weekend?
Yeah, listen, they'll be part of the group. As I say, we'll finalise things after training, training, and all have been training over the last fortnight. Paddy and Neil, and you know, we've eased Frank back into it, so we'll see where he's at. But no, listen, we'll have a fairly strong squad heading for Cork, and you know, a lot of the younger lads have done extremely well, and probably one of the, you know, the probably disappointing factors has been that we haven't really finished out the last number of games. You know, we played 62 minutes against Armagh, and we should have killed them off. We should have won five ahead, missed a very scoreable free, and all of a sudden we're put ourselves under pressure again. But we held on, and we got the 2 points, which was, you know, on a very, very wet and windy night in McCool Park. I think we showed really good character, and it was two important points to get, especially after the disappointing defeats against Fermanagh and Tipperary. And again, in those matches, we had led going into that 10-15 minutes in the second half. We just didn't finish the games out strong enough. So, yeah, something that we've looked at, but, you know, it's a great learning experience for a lot of those younger lads, and sometimes maybe after a defeat, maybe you learn more.
Was that down to fitness, maybe other teams had more preparation done, or was it down to maybe such a young team, lack of experience, as we saw when Michael came in, he steadied the ship?
I know, listen, I think that in terms of where the lads are at and physical condition, they're in top shape. And yeah, it's down to that probably bit of experience, and maybe, you know, in terms of maybe not finishing teams off when we do get on top, and then once the opposition get back to the two goals down in Tipperary, we just, listen, you know, they were so poor to give away, and that ultimately cost us 2 points. And, you know, against Fermanagh, we're 5 points up, and I know we're down a man, and then, you know, we're still two up and we lose Stephen to a black card and you're down to 13, and it's just difficult. But as I say, it's a great learning curve. But you know, you could see the steadying influence of Michael the last night, and Leo McLoone starting his first game and playing for 70 minutes, which was, you know, positive from our point of view. And as I say, we had to Cork looking for 2 points, and that's the next challenge.
Yeah, you mentioned that those defeats to Fermanagh and to Tipperary, they have left you in a situation. Okay, you got back to winning ways the last week, you're in with a chance of, you know, achieving your goal of promotion, but, you know, that'll depend maybe on other results as well.
And listen, we can only control, Tom, what's in our hands. That's number one, is to go down to Cork, which is not going to be easy. It's going to be a difficult match down in Cork, and get 2 points down there, and we have one home game left against Kildare. But, you know, for now, it's all, everything's focused on the Cork. We know Cork are after a result against Tipperary, and they, you know, Cork are always dangerous opposition, especially in their own backyard. And, you know, you look at the likes of Paul Kerrigan, and look at Collins, Ian Maguire, Luke Connolly, Powder's back playing, and Hurley. So you have a lot of good players within that Cork setup. So we know ourselves that we have to bring a top-level performance to the table on Saturday afternoon. And if we do that, and if we do it for 70-plus minutes, then we're in with a big chance of collecting those 2 points.
You mentioned, obviously, the influence of Leo McLoone and Michael Murphy, not only from their football, but from their experience point of view. Would that maybe colour your thinking in terms of Neil McGee and Paddy McGrath for Saturday's game?
listen, we take everything into consideration, Tom, and you know, sometimes, you know, majority of the time we don't finalise the team selection until after the last training session, so that's still to come. But all those guys are in the frame, there's no doubt about that there. And what they've done over the last number of weeks is that experience and that quality has been brought to the training sessions now, and you can see the intensity lifting and the quality of those training sessions have lifted in the last couple of weeks, and you know, that's really positive.
We read during the week that Martin McElhinney has left the squad. What happened there?
Ah, listen, it's a commitment. You know, Martin is a young family, and it's, you know, it's his huge commitment for any young man or young lad coming into that squad nowadays. And you know, he's taking time out for the time being. So as I say, we wish Martin well, and you know he's put in a big service in Donegal football over the last 10-12 years.
It's a huge commitment, isn't it, required for the game, and especially maybe when you're not making a team regularly.
Yeah, well, listen, there's no guarantees in football, Tom, and that's just part and parcel of it. And it's you know, you're part of a group, part of a squad, and every man pushing in the one direction, and you know, ultimately you want to get into that 15 and you want to be in that 26 and you want to be getting game time. And but as I say, there's no guarantees out there.
You can only pick 15 on
no, that. That's exactly it. But no, listen, as I said before, I mean, the door's never closed on anyone, and you know, anyone that's shown and willing to put in that commitment and that effort, then we're always looking at strength in the group. But you know, we have a strong squad, as I say, heading to Cork at the weekend, and I say ultimately that the focus is on that and to get those 2 points.
What's the latest update on Oran McNeilis? Have you spoken to him since Guido's defeat?
No, the Oran McNeilis, we've always left it until after the last league match, which is going to be next in the next couple of weeks, and we'll sit down with Oran then. And you know, it's been a difficult time for Oran and the people of that area, and you know, we've given them time to put a breathing space now over the last number of weeks. And as I say, we'll touch base then.
As you say, Cork, you know, they're still in with a chance of surviving, you know, and obviously down on their home patch, they're going to be difficult opponents. But you know, I suppose you've learned, and you're playing at the higher level for the last couple of seasons as well.
Listen, exactly. You know, Cork are always a dangerous team, and you know, just chatting to Stephen there at the weekend, I mean, Stephen's first game in charge of Mayo was down in Cork and Park Erin, and Cork turned them over that evening, I think, by about 15 points. And so you can never, you know, you have to make sure the preparations are top class, and you have to go down there and produce a big performance. And as I said earlier, it has to be for 70 plus minutes, and if we do that, then we're in with a really good chance of getting those 2 points.
You mentioned Stephen there, Stephen Radford. How are you and Stephen getting on?
Well, good. Listen, Stephen's been, you know, a breath of fresh air, and you know, really, really top class coach, and with some very good ideas. So yeah, it's been very, very good.
The game's on the Saturday. That means travelling down on a Friday. Does that add any problems?
Not really. We're well used to these long trips this year. We've been in Tipperary and we've been in Clare, and you know, longer one coming up now on at the weekend down in Cork. But nah, listen, preparations are the same. It just means we're on the road that bit longer. And listen, it's part and parcel of it, Tom. And as I say, once our Mac game finished on last Saturday week, then all focus on Cork and hopefully going down there to get that performance and get those 2 points.
Because you need the 2 points if you want to be still in the running when Kildare come the following week.
Listen, we know that. We knew that against Armagh, that we had to get those 2 points against Armagh. As I felt we played really, really well and controlled that game for 62 minutes. And, you know, on that 62 minute, we should have put 5 points between the teams, and we didn't. So hopefully this weekend that we can play for those 70 minutes, and it's 2 big points. And if we get that, then, listen, we have one game left at home against Kildare.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fáilte Rash, Cadí an Clár, with me, Tom Comack, as always, on a Wednesday night here until 9 o'clock. And, well, before the break there, we heard from Donegal manager Declan Bonner. Of course, Donegal taking on Cork down in Páirceann on Saturday afternoon. 2 o'clock throw-in, live commentary on that game here on Highland. If you can't make it to the game, or if you're not travelling south with Dermot Doherty and Martin McHugh. And, of course, they will also have a report from Donegal Ladies versus Cork, because that's a curtain raiser in Páirceann on Saturday afternoon. Early start for the ladies, 12 o'clock noon. And a busy weekend on the GAA front. Of course, the National Football League coming to a conclusion. Second last round of games. Tyrone and Dublin meet in Croke Park on Saturday night in one of the big games of the weekend, while it also in Division 2, Fermanagh, another game that could have a bearing on whether Donegal McWynn's promotion, or provided they win their last two games. Fermanagh make the trip to Armagh, the Athletic grounds. Well, Derry and Leitrim meet in two sides that are already promoted from Division 4. That's a curtain or a dress rehearsal for their Division 4 league final meeting in a couple of weeks' time. But certainly Derry on the upward curve, and so too are Leitrim. But back to my special guest tonight, Andrew Wallace. Of course, Andrew, former Donegal hurler, and for the best part of two decades, and multiple all Donegal championship winner with Burt as well, and of course managed Donegal to that first ever Laurie Maher Cup success. Andrew, we're here to talk about obviously the race, and you're taking part in that endurance 24 hour race next weekend out in Garton. Just remind us again about the race.
It's a 24 hour cut off race, 250k around the hills of Donegal, a half marathon, a 15k kayak, an 86k bike, climb Muckish, 76k bike, and a full marathon to finish.
Yeah, just like that.
Hope this is easy next Saturday.
Yeah, hope for the weather as well. Yeah. And you're doing it for charity because your mother, in memory of your mother, and you want to talk a little bit about the illness, amyloidosis.
Amyloidosis is a disease my mum passed with 4 years ago, and I just wanted to raise a bit of awareness, and obviously I want to raise some money, so I'm looking for money, as much money as I can, for funding as well. There's no.
It's a rare illness, is it?
It's not that it's rare. They say that it's rarely diagnosed because no one knows anything about it. And this is why we need more clinics. The nearest clinic to here is in London, so does, and the main base is in America. There's about 30 different strains of the disease, which is quite complicated, and it obviously doesn't help. The one that Mum passed with was called wild type, and it affected her heart, and it's the exact same one that took the life of Martin McGuinness as well. So does it's a build up of protein in the body. So does, and it affects all over the 30 different types. It affects all parts of your body. There's only maybe 4,000 known cases in America alone, and that's out of a population of about 330 million. So it is, say, rare, but rarely diagnosed, is the way they like to put it.
Yeah. And again, just to remind us, if people want to donate to the charity, how can they contact you, or how can they make a donation?
They can make a donation to myself or any member of my family, or you can go onto my Facebook page. There's a link there, so I'll be sharing it every night for the next week or week and a half. I have a GoFundMe page set up, and I'll also send it yourself, Tom, if you wouldn't mind putting it up on the Highland Radio.
Hi, Tom. Tell Andrew you hear he's a big fan of Jive Time with David James from the boys at the Value Centre. So they're your work colleagues down in the Value Centre.
Smart Alex.
Anyway, just back to your old hurling days. Great memories from that too, haven't you? You know, as I said, multiple championship winner with Burt. Had good days and bad days with Donegal, and ultimately, I suppose, playing in Croke Park and winning the Laurie Maher in Croke Park, would it be fair to say they were the highlights?
Oh, I actually never got playing in Croke Park myself, so I didn't, but managing in Croke Park was brilliant. I was part of the panel a couple of years before that as well, when we were beaten. And obviously, not playing in Croke Park, the next best thing is to manage a team to win in Croke Park. And yep, I had loads of great days with my club and my county, and I even got a run out by Ulster as well 1 year, and so I really can't complain.
Yeah, and what's the binding memory now when you think back on your career? Is it people you met, games you played?
There was good days and bad days. I had some great games, some great battles, and you know, the main thing about GAA is, you know, after all the battles, you made friends afterwards. And you know, I had some great battles with people, but I've always remained friends with them, and that's, I think that's a good thing about the GA.
Yeah. Did you find the fellas that hit you harder, maybe that you're your best friends?
Something like that.
No. So, what do you make of the game now?
I think the game of hurling in this last couple of seasons has really picked up. Obviously, we've got some great success here in Donegal and ourselves. The boys are stepping up, so they're playing at a far higher level than I ever dreamed of playing in. And the game itself at senior level you only have to look at last year's championship to see it's really, really evolved. So it has, and it's got so much fitter, faster, sharper. It's just fantastic to watch.
At the top level, it's phenomenal, it's isn't it? Physically,
yeah, it's just unreal.
Anyway, that's the voice of Andrew Wallace, my special guest. If you want to support his, well, his run next weekend, and if you want to watch out for him as well, he'll be out on his bike and he'll be on his kayak, and hopefully, Andrew, it all goes well for you, and I hope you raise plenty of money for the funds. Remember again, money to any of Andrew's family or friends. Also, Andrew Wallace's Facebook page, or we hope to maybe put his link up here on our Highland website. That's about it, me, from this week. Just to remind you again, of course, Donegal face Cork on Saturday afternoon down in Parky Run, Erin, and a crunch Allianz Football League game. And of course, there's action here in Ulster as well in the Ulster Minor Football League. Donegal will be hoping to get back to winning ways in the Ulster Minor Football League following last week's defeat to Tyrone in Strabane, and they're taking on Cavan in Ballybuffet on Sunday. And the under 16s under Luke Barrett, of course, Donegal had a great victory last week against Tyrone, just to point in it in the end. That game was in Arbaugh. They're also playing Cavan on Sunday, and Fermanagh are playing Tyrone in the Buncrana Cup. But that's about it from me this week. My thanks to Andrew Wallace, my thanks to Declan Boner earlier on, my thanks to Jimmy Stafford on sound, and the best of luck to Donegal on Sunday or Saturday at Tyrone, Derry, and Fermanagh, and everybody else playing in the Northwest here. Hope everybody has a good Patrick's weekend. We'll be back talking about that and more on Saturday Sport. But for me, Andrew Wallace and Jimmy Stafford, good evening, Shockton, Shogun, Salon, and Bannock.